For hours he would sit, gazing out the window. "Your Majesty," implored Merlin. "Your Grace! Arthur!" Arthur looked up from his reverie. "You must forget that girl," scolded the frustrated wizard. "Someday we will consider the proper alliance for your marriage, but we have much to do before then. Look at your court. Grown men, many of them kings in their own lands, fighting like children over places at your table. They're not used to working together. You have to show them leadership, Arthur, or you'll never hold their loyalty." Arthur sank back in his seat and stared at the floor, stung by the truth of Merlin's words. "How can I be a leader to men twice my age?" he sighed. "Some of them have grandsons older than me. It was so much simpler leading them in battle than governing them in peace." "Fighting is always simpler than seeking a means of preventing it," said Merlin. "Yet the fighting among your men is no different from wars between nations. A great leader finds a way to make peace while bringing honour and respect to everyone. Trust yourself, lad," he added. "It is no accident that you wear the crown."